com.
Each and every show here on America Tonight, we like to kick it around with the true insiders in Washington from Talk Radio News. Former Congressman Bob Ney joins us right off the get-go. Bob, you got to be sweating. I'm telling you, is it like a two-shirt day in Washington?
It's a three-shirt day, and of course, August is worse. That's why they all go home.
Exactly. Is this when you go to Ebbets Grill and you just immediately head right for one of those tables in the back where it's cool and they have things overflowing so that you get all of the air conditioning, you hog it all up in that place?
It is popular, and then you see all the, you know, the moose heads on the wall that Teddy Roosevelt had in the White House, and they sent them over there. It's a cool place. Yeah, everybody goes there.
Last time I was in Washington, we went there, had a really good time. It was tough to get in, but we got in, and it was fun, and the food's really good too. Hey, the big speculation is, I'm almost sick of it, I gotta tell you, is this whole VP thing. Who's gonna be the VP? Who's on the short list? Who's on the long list? Who shouldn't be, there? Who's not a sexy enough pick? Who's the long ball? What do you think Romney should do? Who do you think he should pick?
Well, he's escalating this, by the way, this week for a reason, a political reason. I don't think he wanted to do this early. He's doing it because he wants to get Boehner and the taxes and stuff off the front page. And he knows the media will bite at this. That's why you're seeing this all being thrown out. I think Pelosi's up on the top of the food chain. I still think Bobby Jindal from Louisiana is way up there. I don't believe that Rubio is in consideration at all. Palin is not, obviously. I guarantee you that one. But I think Pelosi or Bobby Jindal. Now, you still got outside shot about Ryan, you know, who's the budget chair. But, and then the senator from New Hampshire, she might be in play. But
right.
I think it's all being pushed forward quicker than they thought. And again, because he waited too late to respond to all of this Bain stuff, and he still has this income tax on his back. So he's got to do something to move this off the front page.
Yeah. On the other hand, for the Obama people, it's been an interesting week. They're trying to drag him into the controversy of the comments about businesses, and businesses didn't get there. But, of course, then you have to always look at the whole picture, the whole transcription of what was said. But this got a lot of play nationally across the country, obviously, about what the president said the other day.
It got a play, and then somebody started to say out of context, and then they're going to argue that. I think it'll come and go, but it did get a lot of play because right now, and look, you know, Bernanke was on the Hill today, the Fed chair. It's sensitive about the economy. It's, you know, a little lackluster, and the president right now doesn't need any dings about the economy at all. And the Chamber of Commerce, of course, seized upon it. And it's just a time to be cautious about how and when they say things.
Yeah. What's going on with John Sununu? I'm sure you heard his comment saying Obama should learn how to be an American. What was that about?
I don't know. I don't know what Burr got wherever with John Sununu. I mean, he's always been a tough type of guy. That was strange. I also thought the comment, was it Cheney that said that, well, Romney could have been the man? Yes, Cheney said Romney could have been the man during 9/11. Did you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about Bush? You know, so, I don't know where they come off of making the comments. I don't know why he was doing that.
You know, when we talk about how much it costs to become the president, and there was the idea that you need $1 billion, and it's looking like it's just fundraiser after fundraiser. Obama today made a ton of money in Texas, and Romney the other day in Louisiana, over $3 million for him, and that's what it's about. You got to be a good fundraiser. But you know this, you were a congressman, and now apparently even in the House it takes a lot of money to be reelected or to be out there stumping. What's going on with that? I mean, is it just because of the television commercial, the ads, the whole thing, so the volume gets jacked up because of the amount of money?
Yeah, well, the House is up to $655 million they have. Yes, $655 million. They're kind of quiet about that in their campaign coffers. You know, when I was out there, you have to raise money, and I don't care what they tell you, Kate. You don't raise money, you know, you probably won't be a chairman of a committee. You don't start dishing it out. The whole system is just geared on dialing for dollars relentlessly. It's annoying, and it's not healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you. So when we come down to Tampa for the Republicans and then Charlotte for the Democrats, will we really see more? We're starting to see some of the ads pop up, but are we going to start to see more of the negative ads roll out in October? Is October the heaviest month?
Oh, it's off to the races. I have to tell you, my home state of Ohio, I literally, and I'm a political junkie, you know, I'm in politics like you are, you know it and breathe it, but I can't stand it. It is so, I've never seen anything like it. It's relentless.
Yeah, I agree.
July.
I agree. But here's the thing. If you want to have some real fun, you got to watch. There's a couple of new shows that are hammering home some of these things, like The Veep is on HBO. You have to catch that. Yeah, Julie Louise Dreyfus, and because you do the Washington thing, you would completely understand. And then there's another one on with Sigourney Weaver, and it's called Political Animals. That's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't caught that yet, though, either.
I'm going to see that one, too. Two friends of mine recommended those.
They did, so you know. But we're living this, so do we really need to see it on TV? That's the thing.
It's like we're in a movie, anyway.
Yeah, are you going to be there in Tampa for the convention?
I don't know. I've got to talk to Ellen about that, whether to go down to Tampa or not. I don't know. I went to so many conventions. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the platforms of these two conventions, I think.
I think it is, too. And they're saying that Sarah Palin's not invited to this gig. She's not invited this time around.
I think I could get an invitation quicker.
You might have to lend her yours. I don't know. She can't get in the door. It's crazy. Bob Ney, always fun to kick it around with you. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. In talking to Bob Ney there, of course, John Sununu, the former governor of New Hampshire, we mentioned that briefly. I asked him, hey, what was the scoop on that? And Sununu later came back in the day and said he was apologizing for using the words that he used. I want to make sure I get this straight. I'm going to give you the quote because he was on with Blitzer on CNN. And he said, I was making the point that in America, entrepreneurs deserve credit and there is an American formula for creating jobs. I don't apologize for the idea that this president has demonstrated that he just does not care for entrepreneurs. In a sense, he said that because now I'm kind of taking my own liberty there. But on the show, what he said is that the job situation is out of control, and the common denominator is that they all had owners and inventors that were builders and contributors to his campaign, because he's saying that, for example, he's saying that the president thinks creating jobs is giving grants to your cronies, to your bundlers, to your contributors, which is what he did with Solyndra. So he took a slap at him there and said he shouldn't have said the thing about the American idea, and he didn't mean it that way, that he meant something completely different, and that the president has no idea how the American economy functions, and this is the problem, that men and women all over the country have had to work hard to build their businesses from the ground up, and that's how our economy became the envy of so many other countries, and that is the whole thing about capitalism, which I talk about all the time. Are you capitalist or not? What has happened and built this country in the past is capitalism. I mean, are we getting away from capitalism? Are we completely ripping up our way of life? And that is what Sununu was trying to get to, but he's got that attack dog role, and so it's not shocking that he was kind of bungle it up and then come back and apologize. Well, coming up on this show, two shirt or three shirt days for you ahead. The drought hitting people really hard. Worst drought in 24 years. They say it's going to cost us a lot of money. On the flip side, someone goes crazy in Alabama and a terrible bar shooting. That's next.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Drought and how it's going to hit you in your wallet. Think about it. Food prices, baby. What happened when we had the last big drought? And, of course, this is the worst in 24 years. I already mentioned that, but I'll go through some of that in a second. Boy, it was hot today. A lot of people. 100 degrees. Philadelphia. The Philadelphia, South Jersey area where I am right now, which I couldn't be more excited to be back home. I gotta say, it couldn't be hotter. It's awful. And when you got an 11-year-old nephew who wants to go on the Tilt-A-Whirl, anybody ride the Tilt-A-Whirl on a boardwalk ever? Where you just go round and round and round and round, and then you go round and round in the other direction. Kind of like politics. You get very, very dizzy, my friends. Stay away from the Tilt-A-Whirl. That's just my advice. Stick with the Ferris wheel. Even a roller coaster, because you're going really in one direction, if it's the traditional old-style roller coaster anyway. Sad to say, this was a crazy story that happened where the bits and pieces of it were coming out during the day on Tuesday. There's a 44-year-old man who is being charged with attempted murder, and this was after a crazy shooting at a bar in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Here's what it sounded like earlier in the day. There's a lot of chaos and commotion over what was happening. This is Chief Steve Anderson talking about this shooting where so many people were shot in this bar.
17 individuals were transported to DCH Tuscaloosa by paramedics and private vehicles. We believe, based on what we've seen in the video, that it was possibly the targeting of an individual who was inside the bar or who the shooter thought was inside the bar. The suspect fled the scene and has not been located. The suspect is described as a white male, 5'7 to 5'9, and stocky build. When he first walked up, There were people out there on the sidewalk, and he stood for several minutes watching and observing before ever firing a single shot.
All right, so the big thing is the fact that the people that were hit, some of them were just smashed with shrapnel, flying objects, that kind of stuff. There was one who was in extremely critical condition right before it jumped on the air, and three others who are in so-called critical condition. Of course, you heard the chief earlier saying about the suspect. The suspect was Nathan Van Wilkins, who ended up being charged with the attempted murder, as I said, in the shooting. It happened at 12:30 in the morning at a bar near the University of Alabama, very close to the university. So he was skulking somebody out, and it was kind of a military-style thing, because you could see that in the video. It showed him walking up to the bar, standing outside for a few minutes, checking things out for someone, and then started to shoot with this assault rifle. Imagine these kids, students, townies, whatever, being in this bar, and that happens. And, you know, how many of the people that were hurt, I told you that you had one that was in extremely critical condition and three others in critical condition. But can you imagine being there and being in this bar and just trying to duck for cover and thinking, oh, my God, I am this random. I mean, what is going through your head? I am this random victim of the shooting. I have no gun. I have no weapon. I have no way to protect myself, and no one's going to protect me. So there was a senior from the University of Alabama who spoke out. His name is Riley Dunn. I saw him all over the tube, and he was injured in that shooting and said that 80 to 90 of the people who were in the bar at the time were just hanging out. They were shooting pool. There was loud music pumping up across the bar. Then all of a sudden the people realized there were shots being fired. They didn't even realize that at first. They didn't know what to think. And then all of a sudden it was boom, 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 you know, one after another, and then shell casings left and people hitting the ground and trails of blood outside the bar. So the good news is they were able to get this guy, and it's 17 counts of attempted murder for the shooting at the Copper Top. If you've ever been to the University of Alabama, you probably have been to the Copper Top. Very laid back, big kind of place where people do exactly what he said. They hang out. Isn't this not the worst thing? You know, we talk about hospital shootings. We talk about school shootings and how awful, you know, that is. We talk about workplace shootings. And now you got somebody walking into a bar just deciding, okay, if I can't find my target, I guess I'm just going to start shooting. That's what I'm going to do. I'll just start shooting, and maybe I'll hit somebody else or something. I mean, what's going through this guy's head? Good thing is they got him. He turned himself in at a business something like 50 miles away. In the end, that's what happened. That's how they got him. So you know what the bond is? $2 million. Yeah, good luck with that nutty Nathan Van Wilkins. Because how you explain your way out of that one, who knows? Temporary insanity, jealous rage, you know, this is written for some kind of a television movie. Sadly, as I said, it's that protective bubble that you think you're in. I'm going to the University of Alabama. I'm taking a break. I just want to go and hang out with my buddies, play a little 8-ball. Drink a couple of cold ones. That's it. We just want to shoot the breeze. I got 1 year left. That's it. This is it. I'm going to do my 1 year. I'm a senior. Boom. And then, you know, boom, all of a sudden shattered. Your life is shattered. But luckily, we're not talking about, oh, there's 17 people who are laying on this, you know, in this bar room after some guy comes in, and then we're trying to figure out what is the motive for that. So, needless to say, I can't imagine, with the evidence that they have, they shouldn't be able to just nail this guy. And we'll see as the bits and pieces of it all start to fall out. But it's, you know, another one of these random, crazy things. I promised I would segue into this drought deal. And what we're going to see is, and we've talked about this a little bit, we had an economist on the show just the other day, and we're talking about the fact that most people get the recession thing, but they're used to these temporary recessions not being deep in to some kind of a near depression. How would that feel? Well, food prices, for one, would go sky high. I already think now food prices are crazy, but, I mean, sky high. When you're talking about, what am I going to eat for breakfast? Breakfast cereal. $5 a box. Yeah, that'll only get me through the week. I don't think so. Not even because I have a big family, right? And what about, forget about it when you're talking about any kind of cold cuts, you're talking about meats, roast beefs, chickens, that kind of thing. Of course, those prices will shoot up big time. I mean, already they're saying in 1,000 counties in 26 states are, you know, in this drought. We've talked about it. Goes all the way from Nevada to South Carolina, and we're talking natural disaster areas. What about the farms? If you think about the 30s and you think about the 50s and you think about drought and you think about the land and you look at some of the federal numbers, you remember the kind of the Dust Bowl type catastrophe that this country went through where crop losses were outrageous across the board and with no rain. It means that prices went up because there's less, it's obvious, supply and demand. There are less crops to go around, less vegetables, etc. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture, of course, they're lowering their crop projections for corn. Check this out, by 12%. That's a so 12% is a pretty big number. That immediately sends a hike in prices. So 34%, that's what it's been in the last couple of weeks. Corn goes into lots of food for livestock and for us. And it has a massive toll on food prices, massive toll. So people are probably cutting back. They're not going to buy as much meat as they would. They're not going to buy steaks that they would throw on the grill. They're not going to buy hamburgers, that kind of stuff. You know it's bad when the ramen noodle section of the store has been just pillaged. Has been pillaged at the Jersey Shore. I can say the ramen noodle section of the store that I went in was just pillaged. Now, that could be because some people are having fun and spending money in different directions, but somebody must be eating ramen noodles, and it can't be all college students. So the prediction is, look out, it's going to get worse. And if you like pork, and if you like your meat products, if you like bacon, you better get it now and freeze it because you're going to be stunned, absolutely stunned. Did I say that enough times? At what it's going to cost you. Because what is it going to cost the farmer? It makes sense. Who's lost acres and acres of corn to feed the cattle and hogs and everything else. What's it going to cost them to find these, to find the replacement feed that they need? How much money are they going to have to come up with? And as I said, it's simple economics. It's going to be passed on to us, because otherwise, what are you going to do? So you got a state of emergency in 42 counties last week. Last week in Wisconsin, Governor Walker ordered that to try to speed up the insurance, or not the insurance, the insurance, I guess, in a way, the issuing permits for using streams or lake water or something for irrigation, because otherwise, more crops are going to get burned out. All right, we're going in a completely different direction. You know we do this here on America Tonight. We're heading to Hollywood next. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm actually broadcasting from a beach where you can swim on the Atlantic side of the States. We now go to the West Coast where I used to live by the Pacific and our pal, who is the best storyteller pound for pound in Hollywood, Stephen Shohead. He's the author, in fact, of a terrific book, Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes, about the stars and legends of the movie. So we're coast to coast. Stephen, I got a question for you right out of the gate. You know what? The Pacific is so cold. You can't swim in the Pacific that much. How many times have you been swimming in the ocean that's probably down the street from you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I haven't done it in a long time, and the beach and swimming is one of my favorite things. I was actually in a pool today in the Marina Del Rey because, unfortunately, in my apartment building, they decided to work on the pool right at starting in May, and I have been doing it, that they still haven't got it done. So the time when you really need it, it's unavailable. But I love swimming in the ocean, love going on vacations to places where I can do that, like Hawaii or in years past Mazatlan, although that seems to have gotten a little more dangerous to go there. But I don't usually do it down at Venice or some of the local beaches here. And part of the reason is it's kind of cold.
Yeah, and people don't realize that. People who haven't been to California, or they listen to music and they see the spots for California, how beautiful it is, which it is, it's incredible. But they assume that it's one of the kind of places where you can just go in the water and you're riding the waves all the
right.
time, and that's not true.
Right. Surfers need wetsuits. A lot of people go on the tours. We've had great weather this summer, but a lot of people go on the tours that I give. They get disappointed sometimes by the weather. And the great thing about Southern California is that you don't really have big humidity, that you don't really get really freezing cold, that you always have weather where you sort of can do productive things. But you know, it's not a tropical place. It's sort of a subtropical place, and sometimes it's chillier than people expect.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. The speaking of water, I can remember as a really little kid seeing the Poseidon Adventure, and the Poseidon Adventure had a plethora of stars, including somebody that we just lost a couple weeks ago, Ernest Borgnine. And, you know, that movie and now the cruise industry, and there's something about how we view ships and accidents. And do you think that's why the Poseidon Adventure struck such a nerve with so many people?
Yeah, the combination of having five Oscar winners and the fact that it was such a well-made film, and I think it's something that people worry about happening, even though, from what I understand, a tsunami wouldn't get that high in the middle of the ocean, at least from what I've read, so it's not really a threat. But, you know, Ernest Borgnine, such a wonderful man, used to go on cruise ships and talk about the Poseidon Adventure and talk about the making of it at the behest of the crew. Line, and although some people were wondering on a cruise ship, do we have to show this movie? But I think it's something that resonated with a lot of people. And I mean, you could say this part is hokey or that part is hokey, and you read some of the reviews, like Roger Ebert, he almost seems guilty that he likes it. But I still think it's such an entertaining movie. The actors are so great, and it moves you when some of the characters bite the dust there.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Was it easy? Do you know the backstory in that? Was it easy to pull all those people together? Because like you said, there were some people that went on to bigger things, but some people who actually had a pretty good resume heading into that flick.
Right. It wasn't easy because what happened was is that Irwin Allen had the producer had a delay to keep everybody around, so he had to put them on salary. And then one day he was summoned to the office of the head of 20th Century Fox at the time, and the guy said, "Stick to television. We're not making this movie." And Irwin Allen said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, it's just too expensive." And finally, Allen made a deal that if he put up half the money, the movie would be made. So there's a country club across the street from 20th Century Fox, very famous, the Hillcrest Country Club, of which Groucho Marx once said, "I would never join a club that would allow me in as a member." That's the club he was referring to. And Irwin Allen ran across the street and found two potential investors. One of them used to be the owner of one of the old Monogram Studios, and he said, "Look, can you guys please back me up on this movie? Please go to the bank with me and back me up and invest in this movie." They said, sure, just don't interrupt the game. We'll invest in you. Don't worry. And those two guys never put up a dime, as it turned out, because they did such a good job keeping the movie on budget, and yet they came away with millions of dollars in profits, because that was one of the biggest hits of all time.
Yeah. Wow. And what is it now? It's 40th anniversary of Poseidon?
40th anniversary of that movie. And you know what's really interesting is the director, Ronald Neame, he talked about working with the actors. I mean, it's such a difficult thing to make that movie for the actors, all the climbing and, you know, no CGI and the intimacy of it. It was really hard work. I mean, they really had to go underwater and do things like that. And he said that, you know, each one of them gave me a bit of temperament. And you know, it's okay. They're nice people, but that means if one of them does it like every 10 days, that means that I get it every day. And he said there were only two actors throughout the movie that never gave him any problems. And one was the little boy, Eric Shea, who really never acted again after that movie. And the other one was Ernest Borgnine. And it is so interesting to me because in that movie, who's complaining almost every scene is Ernest Borgnine. And yet off the camera, he just was not a complainer. And that's what his career was like. I mean, in the movie Willard, he was covered with rats and he got bit by a rat and had nightmares for months afterwards that he was being smothered by rats. And he didn't complain. And, you know, he rode horses and almost got killed a couple times and he didn't complain in various movies. And when he first started, in 1953, he was in the movie From Here to Eternity, and his character killed Frank Sinatra's character. And then 2 years later, he made the movie Marty, and he was coming back to his trailer, and there were four Italian guys, and they said, "Hey, you're the guy who beat up Sinatra. We're going to beat you up." And he said, "Well, look, I'll fight you one at a time, but you're making a mistake. Sinatra and I are Pisan. You know, we're brothers." And they said, "Wait a minute, are you Italian?" "Yes, you know, I changed my name. My mother changed our name when we first came to the country. It was like Borgonino. We had changed the name." And they said, "That's great. We'll take you out for lunch." You know, and they forgot that they wanted to beat him up. So, there were rough things he went through in the pre-CGI days. But he was just, I never met him, but he seemed like such a wonderful man.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I wanted to veer off into something else quickly. One, do you believe Harrison Ford is 70 years old? He just had his 70th birthday. Wow.
He always seemed very young-looking to me.
Yes.
But, you know, when he was in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade, I mean, you have Sean Connery playing his father, and they were only 10 years apart. And yet the illusion was convincing the whole time. They had this one day where they were sitting in a jalopy and they were waiting for the film to be set up, and two girls in a convertible came by and they yelled out, "Hi, Sean." And Harrison Ford was a bit miffed. He said, "Hi, Sean. Hi, Sean. Is that it?" And Sean Connery elbowed him and said, "When you got it, old boy," and sort of rubbed it in a little bit. I think he's always been a younger looking guy, and he still, from what I understand, wants to do a fifth Indiana Jones movie, although I don't think Mr. Lucas and Mr. Spielberg are as excited about that.
Yeah, I agree with you. One last thing, the whole Tomcat craziness, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. It's just blowout across the country. That's all everyone wants to talk about. When people are taking tours with you, are they peppering you with questions about them?
That really hasn't happened yet, but it always could. It's a delicate subject because I'm sure his religion has something to do with this whole thing. One way or another. And the thing about Tom Cruise, one of the things I always found interesting was years ago he had that publicist Pat Kingsley, and she was always protective of him. And she would insist that reporters tailor their story to her demands, that she had editorial control. And she said, "If you don't get that, you won't get Tom Cruise on the cover." And supposedly some of the bad stories that reporters had, like for Us Magazine or People, they'd sell them to the National Enquirer because they couldn't publish them because of their agreement with her. Well, for whatever reason, years ago when he divorced Nicole Kidman, he fired her. And that's when you got he hired his sister, who's also a Scientologist, to be his manager. And after that, that's when you got the jumping up and down on the couch, the fight with Matt Lauer, the fight with Summer Redstone, all the stuff that you know, seemed to be negative. And I don't think he's had a very, I mean, even though he got a new manager after that, I don't think he's had a very good luck with controlling the press about him since that time as much as he used to. And Katie Holmes' parents from the very beginning apparently were very unhappy with the marriage, and he's a divorce lawyer, Katie Holmes' father, so
sure.
I'm sure he's giving her advice, and I'm sure when the marriage first happened, I believe she disappeared for like a week. And nobody knew where she was, and that was frightening for them. So anyway, not a surprise, probably.
Yeah. All right. Always fun to talk to you, my friend. Stephen Shohat will do it again next week. Hollywood Stories, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and the legends of the movies. Pick it up. Thanks, Stephen.
You got it, Kate.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Or less inside of the Olympic Games in London. Got some fun factoids I thought I would throw at you here as we make our final turn on America tonight. We know the games start July 27th. They go through August 12th. And I'll tell you, Michael Phelps has a great chance to make history where he could end up with the most gold medals of any American athlete. It seems almost inevitable that he'll be able to accomplish that. And somebody said to me the other day, you know, what? How big is the stadium? And I was looking for some facts and stuff on the games, and the Olympic Stadium will actually be able to see 80,000 during the games. It is the actual lightest, they say, Olympic Stadium ever built. Lightest. So how do they do that? And then there's another crazy thing is for all the people that are coming in, they built a special terminal for the athletes anyway at Heathrow Airport. So because when they leave after the games, they can get out. They got 31 desks to check people in, 7 security lanes, boom, 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 boom. Get out. Take your medals and leave our country. Eat your Yorkshire pudding and get out of our country. But probably the athletes will be happy to get out of there because it's crazy. It's crawling with people. And then all the security and all the other things that go on in the Olympics, the excitement of it, of course. But trying to get out of the pod, I'll call it, can be really tough. And that's the idea. They want to get in. They want to get out. A lot of times it's disappointing to folks because they'll tune into the closing ceremonies. They don't see their favorite people. And that's because they jettison. They leave. They're done. They finished early, and they are gone. Something else I found out that was interesting, besides I thought the terminal was pretty interesting in the stadium, but apparently after the games, because this is what happens, towns that build up all these facilities, what do they do with them afterwards? Well, after the games, four arenas are going to be taken apart and relocated within England, and they'll do this with water polo and the training, swimming pools. The village is going to be ripped up and turned into apartments, and they're going to be offered as kind of affordable housing. So that's what they're going to end up doing with it because they had to build so much. What did I say they dropped the other night? Something like $15 billion. So why are we bringing up the Olympics? Because don't forget we have our exciting medal count challenge that's coming up next week here on the show on our Friday morning show in our third hour. You have a chance, yes, you have a chance to nail the medal count, the golds, the silvers, and the bronzes. So actually you have sort of four ways to win because you can be a mini winner if you nail the golds or the silvers or the bronzes. And then if you have the complete medal count, and that's just the number. You don't even have to have the breakdown. If you have the complete number, then you're the big winner because you clean out the America Tonight prize closet. I think I said this the other night that medal predictions are ranging from 95 to 110. A lot of people thinking it's in the 100-something range. And just like in football, once somebody throws out their number, they own that number. So let me be clear. If somebody says, well, 39 gold medals and 50 bronzes or whatever they say, that's it. That's theirs. That number's theirs. And then the overall number is theirs, too, whatever they decide the overall number is. And you can, you know, like scratch-off. You can either do the whole thing or you can just pick the overall number, whatever you feel like doing. And once again, the beauty of this thing is it's like the lottery. You don't have to know anything about Olympics or sports in general, what's going on with the Olympics. It'd probably be fun to know, and I think a lot of people pay attention to it. But for this contest purpose, it is like a free lottery because you're guessing numbers. You're pulling numbers out of the air, kind of like all these pollsters are doing when they're speculating. At the top of the show, our pal Bob May comes on and says, you know, I'm from Ohio. Of course, he represented Ohio. When he goes home, he says it's annoying. He's sick of the constant drone of politics. And as he mentioned, it's only July. It's only July, and we got to go all the way through the beginning of November with this and then beyond. And you know we love it because what do we want here in America Tonight? We say it all the time. More power to the people, better people representing you, better people representing me and your families, and why this way of life in the United States of America is so good and why so many of us want to see it to continue to thrive and move down the path the way we should be for future generations, why we want them to be deprived. It's like talking about this drought and how scary it is, because how much is it going to cost for even the basic elements? And you think of multiplying that for a family on top of all the other things that have gone up and other things probably that we haven't even thought about that will go up, that'll affect people's lifestyle. And we're not talking about people that are being extravagant and, oh, geez, I can't have a TV anymore. No, we're talking about people just surviving, being able to pay their bills, you know, have what's going in and what's going out match up enough that they're able to do that. So that's why this drought situation is no joke when we look at the numbers. And, boy, it really is about that. You know, the old days, I can remember this. People used to can. I can remember people talking about this. And the whole canning thing would be a great skill to have now, wouldn't it? Go get a bunch of the canning stuff and actually seal up vegetables and whatnot and have them on hand in case you need them so that when asparagus or something else, tomatoes, goes to a ridiculous price that you say, I just can't do this. I have too many people to feed. You've got something, you know, on hand in the pantry. You don't have to pay crazy $20 for whatever because you got it canned. You have something in storage that you can go to. And, you know, I was always one of those people that kind of poo-pooed that idea. It's like, oh, are you kidding? Do we really have time to do that? Boy, those people were pretty smart, weren't they, a couple generations ago? Because they knew. They knew that things go up and down, and even if one day they felt like they were flush, who knows what's going to happen the next day. And I think that's probably the big thing about this drought and how it could hit all of us in the wallet. I mean, it could be a massive tsunami to your wallet because with less crops available, with farmers struggling, they got to go to the highest bidder, all the prices are just going to get jacked up. And we had this hot, terrible, dry weather in June. And I've said this before, but it was ranked as the third driest month nationally. And 118 years is what Noah was saying, which is crazy. In the Midwest, farmers are seeing, well, you know what? They're not, what can we do? They're damaged crops. 18 states that produce most of our corn, only 31, I'm going to say this number again, because this is a number worth knowing, 31% of the crops were rated good or excellent. 31! Down from 40 last week. It keeps going down. So the Department of Agriculture, all of a sudden, they're squealing. They want everybody to know what's happening. The same time last year, to give you a good comparison, because really, what are numbers if you can't compare them? 65% of the corn crops were rated good or excellent. 65. So we're at 31. This time last year, 65%. 65%. This is tough. I mean, if you're only getting a tiny bit of the corn, you're getting 25% of your crop. Imagine how much that's going to cost anyway, how much money they're losing, and how that's going to be passed on down. And what do you do? Because this is the stuff that feeds the cattle. You got livestock feed and then corn that goes, especially corn, that goes into other foods, lots of other foods. If you don't believe me, start looking at stuff on your shelves and see how much corn is in some of it. You'd be shocked, absolutely stunned. Hey, any thoughts on the show and you want to flip them to me, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Duh, winning.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month. as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk foods. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.